service for nearly 150 years, so we know there's no time like the present to focus on your future. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Three Kings Public House is a local favorite that is growing in popularity. Why? How about happy hour specials that demand attention? Like half off of all draft beers, $2 off wine by the glass, $3.99 rail cocktails, and $5.99 select appetizers. And here's the kicker. More than 30 rotating drafts per location. If you want options, Three Kings has you covered. And the food is just as enticing. Get anything from Cajun pasta to a Korean burger. Go to ThreeKingsPub.com to find a location near you.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat?
Time.
And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on sunny.
Curtain is about to go up. Places, everybody. It's exciting.
But I'm not afraid. This rover.
You get my son to call you daddy. I f*** your wife.
Crossed over. If I never have a cent.
Is that what you told
me? I'll be rich as
that wasn't me.
No, I was talking about my beard.
Gold dust at my feet.
On the sunny side.
On the sunny side of the street.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to another example of what broadcasting should be. The April 4th edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. The most successful radio show in the history of St. Louis. It's Thursday, my favorite day of the week, because this is like my Friday. The weekend starts for me at 6 o'clock today, and Scott Sherman will be with us in the 4 o'clock hour, so if you have any legal questions, he's the guy. He's an attorney, a real attorney at law, and he'll help you, and it won't cost you anything. In a moment, and actually in a few minutes, we are going to talk to Ozzy Osbourne. Ozzy fell. He fell at home, and because of that fall, he just finished battling pneumonia. And because of the fall, he was supposed to appear here at the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater on June 26th. That has now been pushed back a year till June 24th of 2020. He's in the hospital, a pretty serious fall, and it sort of aggravated some injuries from an ATV accident he had in 2003. And I thought before we get, Dan's going to get Ozzy on the phone, but I thought it'd be interesting to just remind people, and if I gave you all of the highlights even of his life, it would take forever. Ozzy Osbourne is actually John Michael Osbourne is his real name, but he
Never knew that.
He has a home that he keeps in England. He has a home in L.A. and he's a very interesting character. His music is not for me. I don't know one Black Sabbath song. At least I don't know that I know one. And when we talk to him, I'll bring some of this stuff up. But this business about him biting off the heads of animals, do you guys know the actual
story? That was only one animal.
I know the story.
No, it's not. It was two.
It was two?
It was two. Only one on stage.
Oh, all right. Well, I know the one on stage, you thought it was a fake bat, and then it turned out to be a real bat.
It was a real bat.
Yeah, it made him famous.
Well, you know how hard it is to catch a real bat? They fly over my pool all the time. I mean, they're quick.
Yeah.
I can't believe he caught it. It's like the bat must have been on drugs.
He must have been a dead bat. Like, there's no way in hell he could have grabbed out and just caught a bat live. I mean,
here's the deal. It was 1982, and he was at Veterans Memorial Auditorium in Des Moines. And The bat was actually thrown onto the stage by a 17-year-old kid. The kid's name was Mark Neal. He threw it on the stage and said he brought it to the show dead. He thought it was dead. It wasn't dead.
Whoa.
I've had bats in my house, and you look at them and you think, well, it's dead. And then all of a sudden, the other wings, and they're not dead. So he throws it up on the stage, and Ozzy bites his head off, but it was alive, and it bit Ozzy. Ozzy had to be treated for rabies, you know, just in case. He had to have...
no way.
Whatever they... Yeah. It was alive. Wow. And he bit. But the other incident was in 1981, the year before. He had signed his first solo record deal with CBS Records, and they were going to release doves into the air as some sort of symbolic, hey, the deal is done, and here's a sign of peace, even though 2 years earlier he'd been kicked out of Black Sabbath because of alcohol and drug abuse. But he was intoxicated at the time of the meeting with CBS Records. He was drunk. So he grabs one of the doves and bites its head off at the CBS meeting and spits it out, the head out, and the blood is dripping from his mouth.
Well, I mean,
and so they've made a huge deal. Like, this is what he does all the time. And I actually really did it twice. And they've made a big, big deal out of it. And there was a point where, just 2 months ago, January 20th of this year, Ozzy Osbourne commemorated the 37th anniversary of the bat incident by offering it's an Ozzy plush bat toy with a detachable head. He sells it on his personal website, his web store, and the first batch of these bats with detachable heads sold out already in hours. They were gone. So this is one. He's one of those guys. He just keeps making money. You know how many albums he sold? 100 million albums.
Wow.
No wonder the guy's rich. I understand we have Ozzy on the phone. Ozzy and I are close personal friends. He's always there when we want him to be there. Ozzy, how are you feeling?
I'm a little bit sore.
Yeah, you fell at home.
I did.
You just finished battling pneumonia.
Yes.
And according to the news articles, this has sort of re-aggravated some very serious injuries where you almost died in 2003 from an ATV accident. I don't even picture you on an ATV.
There was a quad runner.
What?
There was a quad runner.
Uh-huh. Okay, broke quad runner.
I broke my collarbone, broke 8 ribs.
Mm.
And my heart stopped.
Wow.
My security guard on the property, got me going again. He got me breathing again.
Say hi to a fellow Brit, at least he was for 19 years. I don't know if you remember because of your, I don't know, medications, whether or not you remember speaking with him just a short time ago. Trevor Limestone Limey Phillips, who spent 19 years in Great Britain. Limestone, say hi to Ozzy again. Ozzy, hi to Limestone.
You're right, Ozzy. How am you?
Hey, Limey. How are you?
Oh, another day in paradise. Another day in paradise.
Are you from Birmingham?
I am. Well, I was born in St. Louis, but I was raised in Birmingham, England.
Lucky.
Yeah, right. Just down the road from Aston, actually.
Yeah.
Ozzy, I don't know if you heard or not. First of all, how old are you?
34.
No, not you. Not you. Ozzy. How old are you, Ozzy?
I'm 70.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, 70 years old.
70.
And I told people you were supposed to come here June 26th to the Hollywood, you know, casino amphitheater. And now it's been pushed back a year. Your injuries must be pretty severe because they pushed it back a whole year.
Yeah, the doctor's cabin. It was... Some of them were canceled anyway because of the pneumonia.
Pneumonia.
So now, you know, it's aggravated. I also broke my vertebrae in that accident. It's aggravated that some as well.
Yeah. Well, I before we went on, I shared with the audience some of your history of You were kicked out of Black Sabbath in 1979, then you were reunited with Black Sabbath. You sold 100 million albums, and there's so much more. You've been sued multiple times because of people who claimed that in one case a guy murdered a guy because he listened to one of your songs, and in a couple of cases there were suicides, and they left notes saying that it was because of your music. And one dad of a kid that committed suicide said that your song encouraged it. But in all the cases, you won the legal battles. You were found not guilty. That's ridiculous that these kids were disturbed anyway. And had they not been, you know, mentally ill, they would never have had a song like that drive them to stuff. But you've had a very, very tumultuous career, lots of legal battles, but you still come out on top.
I didn't even say those things in court because I felt horrible about it anyway.
Yeah.
People that lost their lives is terrible.
But a lot of people may not know too. Sharon, your wife, you met her. She was a receptionist at a guy who became your manager, and for a while, I mean, you knew each other, but it was professional. She was his receptionist, and then I think you said in an interview that the minute you saw her, there was this attraction to her. She's a good-looking woman. I can see that.
Very pretty. 1982, I believe it was.
Yeah. Well, Ozzy, get well.
Thank
I know
you.
You're in the hospital, and thanks for all. You'll be back. Hey, when you come to the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater, yeah, June 24th of 2020, I hope that you and maybe Sharon, if she's with you, will stay at the house with us like you normally do when you come to town.
We would love to. We love it out there. It's a beautiful area.
I don't have a house like yours, like, you know, a big Beverly Hills mansion type house. It's just in the woods in Wildwood, but you always seem to be comfortable.
Beautiful house, and I like, you know, I love it there, but yeah, your house isn't like mine in England,
no,
but it's similar to mine in our house in Los Angeles as well.
Yeah, no, I doubt that. I don't think so, but thank you. That's nice, and get well, and thanks for always taking my calls. I appreciate that.
Thank you for your friendship.
Okay, Ozzy Osbourne, everybody. You won't hear that anywhere else.
I can't believe I've got to speak to literally a role model of mine twice in 2 weeks. It's incredible.
A role model?
Yeah, he has some Birmingham connection, too. Like his studios were there. So I forgot. There's
what
some
did you
connection.
Ever, what did you ever do that Ozzy Osbourne role modeled you into doing? What's one thing you ever did that he was your role model?
I killed bats for a living. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You were an exterminator.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm doing this for you, Ozzy.
You didn't bite their heads off, though.
No. We just put like a funnel on the outside of the house, and that way they could leave the house, but they couldn't get back in. So, but they still died eventually. Yeah.
Bats are weird. And you were an exterminator. I've had.
Yeah.
I've had three bats get in my house. I don't know how they got in there. And it's weird because when you realize the bat's in the house, see, when I think of a bat, I think of something that could land on your face and start biting and sucking your blood out or something.
Right.
Because they've got nasty little faces, little teeth, and they're not cute. Yeah, they exactly. It's like a rat with wings. They're not cute at all. And tell me if this is true.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that, because when I tried to catch them and get rid of them, you don't want to smash them and kill them and have bat guts all over your house. What I ended up doing was, if you can get them to land on a bathroom vanity or a table or the floor even, something flat, they don't fly up. They fly off of walls, cave walls, your walls, ceilings, and they swoop down and fly. They don't fly up off the ground. So if you get them on the ground, you throw a towel over them, which is what I did, and then pick them up and throw them outside. Can they fly up off the ground?
I don't know if they can launch themselves off because they don't have strong wings, and that's how birds do it. They kind of launch themselves off, and then the wings take over. I'm not really sure about that. I know bats have a very long wingspan given the ratio of their body, so they are kind of weaker when flying up from that. So yeah, you'd probably be best doing that, getting a box or a sheet or something, throwing it on top. It's going to be a lot easier than try to catch them while they're actually in the air.
If you think about it, they're always hanging up on something.
Yeah, that's
it.
Yeah.
When I first saw it,
It was on the wall at my house. And I looked up and I thought, what the heck? What is that? It was like a big blob of something. As I got closer, I thought, uh-oh, this is a bat. And so I threw something at it, like a towel,
right.
And it flew away. And then eventually it landed on the floor, knocked it down on the floor. And, right. And then it either couldn't get up or it wouldn't because it just sat there. And when I walked right up to it, it just sat there on the floor. I threw a towel over and scooped it up. And then the other time was I was at home alone. My wife was gone, and this thing was in the bedroom, and I was just asleep. It was morning, and I felt this go across my face. This thing flew right over my face, and then it did it again. And I woke up, and I thought, what in the world? And then I saw it fly across the room and land again on the wall. And that was one of the other times.
Wow.
And each time I was able to, throw a towel over it.
Too bad if you opened the door, the bat flew in, and then right behind it, a robin.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
That would be something.
Did I miss
Batman and Robin?
Batman
it's
and Robin.
One for but
here's why that wasn't funny. It's not Batman. It's a bat. So a robin, with Batman would work, but it's a bat. It's not Batman.
Yeah. If the bat
that's why you didn't hear people
face,
laughing.
You go, hey, there's a Batman.
See, Tim and Limey are laughing to just keep this from being as
a disaster.
Awkward.
Yeah,
as awkward as it
can't have radio silence, right?
Do you know what a bittern is, Rink?
A what?
A bittern, BITTERN.
No.
Two of these things landed in my backyard 2 summers ago. I was so petrified that they were going to eat or take flight with my 2 small dogs that I had to lock the doggy door, and they hung out in the trees behind my house or in my pool, which I actually saw them walking around the concrete. These things had standing up. I'm 6 foot tall. Standing up, this bird came up chest high, and I had no idea what it was. I was scared.
Wait, hold on a second. It's standing on is like long skinny legs, like some kind of a flamingo or something.
Apparently, it's related to the heron family.
Bittern.
It's a bittern, a BITTERN, and it had. I've got pictures of it on my phone to this day. I'll show you guys.
I think peck your eyes out.
Well, I mean, it was freaky, and they were swimming in my pool. They were migrating to Florida from somewhere, but they hung out for like 2 days, and one of the days was real rainy, and I took pictures of them, and when they walked around the concrete of my pool. I mean, it was freaky. It was freaky. Like, I didn't want my dogs to go outside.
It was huge.
That freaky. They are huge. I mean, it was amazing. They usually live in swampland in Florida. These things had long necks and they walked almost like a vulture would
walk. They were drinking beer?
No. Yeah. Well, I didn't know.
You said
beer.
They had long necks.
Yeah.
They just been to a country bar. They came to see what I did there. Now that's humor.
You know why?
See, that's humor.
You know why they have long necks, Frank? Because their heads
are so far from their body. Yeah, the giraffe joke. I hate to have to do this, but Dan, look at your screen, for goodness sakes. Would you occasionally look at your screen, just every once in a while?
You can't see it, Frank. Can you give me something else?
Message.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to. We've had a minor little crisis here in the studio, so we've been dealing with that.
Is it solved?
It will be solved in just a few minutes, and we want to thank Lexi for doing that.
Yeah, what was the crisis? Or should we not mention it or talk about it?
You know, I just had a keyboard that's dead and it runs on batteries, so Lexi had to go and get some new batteries. And if you heard that bang, that was me banging the keyboard on there to get the batteries out.
It's a Bluetooth keyboard, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we only had AA here at the station, and it takes AAAs.
Wow.
So we went next door.
This is supposed to be a professional, actual radio station.
No. We went next door to the Kirkwood Brew House and asked them if they had any batteries. And
how sad. How sad.
They didn't have any
radio station that doesn't have batteries.
Oh, we have AAs around, but not AAAs. So,
you know what? I'm not even a radio station. My home is not a radio station. I have all kinds of AAA and AAs. I'm ready. I'm always prepared battery-wise. I'm ready to go.
Okay, well, fun fact, it wasn't the batteries because it's still not working.
Really?
Which means you can't do what?
Basically, like, I have to, playing the commercials and whatnot, I have to do it manually now, so I have to stand here and click it and, like, play each one instead of like just having it go automatically. This is completely boring to the listeners. Let's move
it
on.
Is boring. Boring to me even. Here's why I don't feel so bad. I was listening yesterday to a nationally syndicated broadcaster who's also on satellite radio, and he was saying, I don't have anything on my screen. I mean, it's the same thing. Every radio station, every show, it's always the same stuff. The phones aren't working. You know, I hear it even from the big boys, so I don't feel so bad. We're going to check in. At some point, we will check in with John Landoff. I'm just waiting to see that on the screen, and then we'll hit his theme music. Reminder again, Scott Sherman will be with us in a little more than half an hour. I have an update on the Wonderworld Trivia Night. This is very interesting. There's space at our table for two couples, so four seats, two couples. I had a bid from Bill for $2,000 and a bill from Paul for three. Paul's bid has been bumped up, not Bill's, but the $3,000 bid has been bumped up to $4,000.
Wow.
From Joe in Illinois. So Bill here is getting away with a pair of seats for a couple for a measly $2,000. Don't think, Bill, I don't appreciate it. But I'd love to see those two seats go for the same as the other two seats, $4,000. And, of course, Brian, who has bid four, to come sit in the studio with us, which brings us now to a total of $10,000 for our table at Trivia Night, May 18th. And on the line now, hit the theme music, if you would, please. On the line now, the man who is key sponsor, of the Wonderworld Trivia Night, who has two tables every year, who you'll get to meet and hang out with if you want to increase one of these two bids, $2,000 or $4,000, by at least $1,000. I was going to make it $500. Let's just go for it. By at least $1,000. I need $3,000 for Bill's seats to cause Bill then to maybe come back if he really wants to go, and then increase that by another $1,000. That's right. I'm looking for money for St. Jude Children's Hospital. And now the man with two tables and a lot of food every year, John Landoff.
Hello?
Hello, John.
Is this you, Frank?
Of course it is. Of course it is. We called you.
You are unbelievable. Raising more money for a great, great, great cause, a great charity.
$10,000. I need just a little bit more and I'll be happy. I'll be real happy with like 12 or 13. I need just $2,000 or $3,000 more.
You'd have a lot of great food there for your table?
Oh, yeah. We will. No doubt.
Do you share?
Sure. Of course.
Right. That's good. That's good, good, good. Good stuff.
You always do. I don't want to, you know, I want to be like you. So, yes, we'll share.
Let's get the credits, too. Mimi shares. If it's up to me, I mean, I'd take it all home with me. I'm just kidding. I would not.
Well, there's enough. Usually there is stuff to take home.
Oh, there's so much left over, and we give it to all the unbelievable volunteers, the employees of Wonderworld who work tireless putting that together, and then they have to break it all down again. So they're there early in the afternoon and late at night. So a lot of fun, and looking forward to you being there. You're going to make
it. This is one of the few charitable events where every single dollar goes to St. Jude. Those guys, Jim and John, the Wonderworld guys, they cover the expense of the venue, the Shriners thing, and everything, the food. They cover all that. That does not get deducted from any of these contributions. All of it goes to St. Jude, which shouldn't be rare. But it is, because too often people will do something in the name of charity, and they take half or three-quarters of it for themselves. And when they say, well, a portion of it will go to charity, the portion could be 1%. And right. I've seen right. that happen, yeah, and it makes me mad.
You have to really be very, very careful, aim of the PM listeners, when you're giving to a charity. That's why I just gift to great charities here in the St. Louis area.
Or to Wonderworld Cares, because knowing they get it all to St. Jude in Memphis, Tennessee. Because quite frankly, we got some wonderful hospitals here. Certainly we do, Shriners and Children. But there is no other facility exactly like St. Jude. There's not.
No. No, it's pretty amazing. But so I mean, the show just started.
Yeah, it's been a great show so far. We had Ozzy Osbourne. I don't know if you heard it. We had Ozzy Osbourne on. It was terrific.
No, I had no idea. I missed that. What happens when you go to work for a living? You miss all those things.
Tell me.
Maybe a little heads up. I'd be able to, you know, pop it on my iPhone here and listen.
I should have called you and said Ozzy's coming on. That's my fault. I should have done that.
Oh, well, you're something else, buddy. Well, you know what? It's been raining today.
Yeah, but this weekend, 70s.
Liquid sunshine. That's what we call it, liquid sunshine. Huh? So do you wear any like muscle shirts?
I have at home two muscle shirts, like sleeveless shirts, that no one ever sees me in. They're okay. For my own private wearing, because I don't look good in a muscle shirt, because I don't have any muscles.
What is a muscle shirt?
I think it's just like a sleeveless shirt. Right, John?
It's like a wife beater.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Well, you know, we don't want to say
that's
that.
What, I mean, that's what they call them now.
That's
they
what go, they're called,
oh,
yeah.
Got the wife beater
you're,
shirt on.
It doesn't
but
mean
it's
you're supposed
shirt.
To beat your wife when you wear it. That's just what they call them. You know why they call them that? Anybody know? Because if you watch Cops, almost always when they go into the trailer to get the guy who's abusive, he's sitting at the little dinette set wearing one of those shirts. What's the real name for them? Like your grandpa wore the white...
Sleeveless shirt.
Sleeveless shirt, you know.
Yeah. Tank. Yeah. I think it's
if
a tank.
If you watch all of the, top runners, you know, I mean, they wear hardly anything. And they're you know.
Well, there's a sleeveless shirt with just the sleeves cut out, and then there's the tank. The tank top is more like that, I think.
Like the straps, like the little white straps. Yeah.
Do you have one of those tank tops, Frank?
No, I don't. I just have some sleeveless T-shirts. They're like T-shirts without sleeves, and they're kind of muscle shirts. But again, I don't have any muscles. If I had muscles, I'd wear them out in public.
Well, all right. So you just wear those at the house.
Yeah, just at home.
He just likes to show off for the missus. You know, he just walks in like, "Hey, Tyann."
No, well, I don't. You have no, I don't. She, no, no, no she like doesn't
Frank.
Like.
For people
she
like Frank, it's called a non-muscle shirt.
Right. Oh, she doesn't like seeing me in any of that. She doesn't like looking at me
naked,
no matter what I'm wearing. You know, I've got a bunch of videos of us taking dancing lessons. I've got the dance instructor takes videos of us so I can go home and study them. And I can't stand to look at them because I can't stand to watch myself. Most people don't like to hear themselves on a recording. And I think most people don't like looking at themselves. I don't. Unless you're George Clooney or something. I guess he likes looking at himself. Brad Pitt, you know, those guys. Not me.
Yeah. All right, well, what else is going on?
I don't know. April, what else is going on, everybody? I don't
April
know.
The 4th. April the 4th. Lots going on. They got all kinds of great deals at Johnny Long Nuptial. It's truck month. I'm telling you what, it's truck month. I think we've already delivered about 10 trucks I guess we can say it's a little more than 3.5 days, but almost through 4 days in April. So pretty exciting stuff. Again, a lot of great deals on pre-owned vehicles. We need your trade. We need your trade. We need your trade. So no matter, you might have 3 cars in the driveway. You maybe only need 2. We'll buy that one. We'll buy the third vehicle that you hardly ever drive. You know, why keep insurance on it? You're never going to drive it. Just give us a call or email us, and we will buy it right off your hands and hand you a check. Of course, we'll need the title. That's all.
Speaking of trucks, after the show, I'm going to come down tonight and buy a brand new fully loaded Silverado pickup truck. April 4th.
No.
April 4th.
Man, that's just terrible.
Wow. You know, that's funny because there's a check right here on my desk made out to the Frank Opinion name of the PM show. I guess I'm not going to find that now.
Yeah. Hey, and now you're supposed to say April 4th. I really am going to sign it.
Hey, that shirt.
I can't understand anything they're saying. It's a horrible.
The shirt is called a singlet.
What?
Singlet? The shirt is called a singlet.
No, it's not. That's the white. It's an undershirt. It's an old man's undershirt. Yeah, and that's called a singlet?
A singlet
nobody's
is
ever,
a
but nobody,
wear,
I don't care. Nobody's
wears.
Ever
it's
called
pants
it.
Pants and shirt combined.
Oh.
Nobody's ever called it a singlet, ever. They call it sleeveless T-shirt, old man undershirt, something like that.
I'm just relaying a message. That's
you know, Dan, and I was on a bit of a roll there, okay?
What'd you say, John?
John, everything you say, John, sounds...
Get right on your...
That. It's a terrible connection for some reason.
Now, is it any better now?
There you go.
That's
much
a lot
better
now. Oh, my goodness. Wonderful. That's a whole lot better.
All right. Because all I want to do is make this show better. That's all I ever want to do. Make it better.
You know, certainly because, done that.
Not that it needs any help any once in a while, but hey, let me do what I can do to help it out. So here's what I want to do. I want to give you the phone number. Give it to you right now. Now that you can hear me. (laughs) 314-837-1800. That's 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365 at Londoff, L-O-N-D-O-F-F, Londoff.com, where we get over 1,000 email leads a month. Unbelievable. And, hey, thanks for a great month in March. But, hey, let's do it again in April. Come on. What do you say?
We'll do it. We can do it. They'll do it.
AM and well, listen, PM. Have a great rest of the show, and keep doing the great work that you do in AM and the PM crowd. Just so you know, you are loved at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. All right? So have fun. Right, that's it. I'm done.
They appreciate that. Thank you, John. We'll talk next week, and they're on the way.
They appreciate that I'm done. Goodbye.
Ooh, goodbye. Yeah, so sensitive. So does anybody have anything to say?
Nope. I got nothing.
No, I don't. No.
I've had a boring week. It's very nice.
I was actually going to talk about that story, but Tim had it in the news, the lady that was behind the other woman in the checkout line at the grocery store.
Well, I was going to talk about it. I was talking about it later, too. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, but that she had more than 20 items or something that this lady thought that she did. The employees, because I've asked employees before at grocery stores, and they said, no, we're told not to even mention anything about that.
Just let it go.
To any, but yeah, just let it go. Right. But you know, a lot of people standing behind them are sitting there counting how many items they have in there, and then inevitably someone will say something. Hey, you've got 22 items. This is 20 items or less.
Well, here's the lesson for people like my wife, because I talked to her about this story yesterday. I said, you know the story about the woman in the supermarket? She goes, what are we talking about? And I told her, and I said, you have to learn, because she's kind of bad about, you know, saying things. And I said, you can't do that anymore. You can't leave somebody, you see somebody kind of cheating, or just let it go, especially something like this, because you're right. The checkout people, I've seen it, and I've never seen the checkout person go, I'm sorry, you have to get another line because you have too many items. Well, they just don't do it.
People are trained now, like, you know, in that situation, to be non-confrontational. Just let it happen. Just let it go.
But they should confront it, because they're breaking the rule. The rule is 15 items or 20 items or 10 or whatever it is, less, depending on the line. If you have 27 items... why aren't you able to say to the person, I'm sorry, ma'am, you have way too many items for the express line, and the people behind you are here because they have fewer, and they want to get through. I'll have to ask you to go to another line. What's horrible about that? You're just asking somebody to do what they should do anyway.
What if somebody butts in front of you in line? Because this has happened to me at a Walmart and in a post office, and it ended up two completely different ways as I saw it. But if somebody butts in front of you in the line, do you say something or no?
No.
Really?
Because the world is full of crazy people.
Yeah, you might
and
get
I don't
shot
know
now.
that person that butted in front of me could have just earlier that day had his wife file for divorce, lost his job, and that just may be the last straw. He's in a hurry or what? Go ahead. You know what? Go ahead. I'm not in obviously as big a hurry as you. No, I've gotten to where I almost never say anything. It's not worth the risk.
I had a woman butt in front of me in line at a Fenton Walmart one time, and I had words with her, and her husband pulled a switchblade knife out on me and threatened to gut me.
Whoa,
and the cops got called, and you know who the only one that got arrested? They ended up paying for their stuff and going outside the store. I'll give you the shortened version of the story. And the only one that got arrested, after I argued with the guy, after his wife butted in front of me, then he steps in her defense, and so I'm arguing with him. He pulls a switchblade on me. He's walking with a cane and digs in with his other can and digs a switchblade out and opened it and flicked it up on me, threatened to gut me, and the police came, the Fenton police came, and they went outside and they came in and asked, you know, took everybody's statement. The only person that got arrested was the woman outside because the guy gave her the knife and said, get rid of it. And they caught her on video throwing the knife in the bushes, and she got arrested for tampering with physical evidence. And he and I both got cited for disturbing the peace, and I got mine thrown out, and he got convicted.
Wow.
So Frank, my point is, you're right. You don't know how crazy somebody's going to react when you confront them for butting in front of you in line or
well, look at that guy talking about their items. Parked in a handicap spot up at the Target in St. Charles, started a confrontation.
You know what?
He's partially paralyzed, and the other guy's in prison.
Yeah.
Just let it go.
It's just not. Just shut up. Suck it up. Let them do whatever it is they're doing, and move on because. It's not worth getting shot over.
So do you honk at somebody if they cut you off in the road?
Sometimes.
No, never. I don't honk my...
Never?
I never honk my horn.
I only honk the horn if the light has gone green and they're sitting there looking at their phone. Then I tell them to hurry.
And how many Mississippis does your horn honk last?
Oh, just one. Just like the, hey.
And then, it's like...
If the person in front of you is in front of the line at the red light, it turns green, they don't move, just beep, just a quick beep. Because if you make it longer... They might get out and come back and kill you. If you go, sit down on the horn, that's a different message than beep, beep. Yeah,
horn
it's
etiquette.
A language. What it's horn language. And in horn language, when you go, that means, hey, a-hole. It's a whole different sound than beep, beep. Like, you probably didn't realize the light just turned green.
Who knew that Frank Opinion had hornicket?
Mm-hmm. I know. By the way, I just got an email here from Mike, a listener. He says, in the 50s and 60s, that shirt we're talking about was known as a Dago T-shirt. Dago T, they call it. Now, that's a derogatory term for what? Italians,
right? Yeah, I think so.
The Dago T. Well, I don't think I've ever heard that. I'm not going to be calling it that.
Have you ever
worn
a...
He said that was pretty common in the 50s and 60s.
Have you ever worn a Dickie, Frank?
I know what a dickie is.
Oh, yeah. Have you ever worn one?
I've never worn one. You know why they look stupid if you're wearing a shirt where you can see through it.
It's a turtleneck that comes down, and instead of going all the way down your waist, it just like squares down between your breasts. It makes you look like you have a turtleneck on underneath.
It's a fake turtleneck.
Yeah. I thought that was just sort of like a weird thing that Zach Galifianakis did on a movie. That's actually a thing.
The Cardinals, Matt Carpenter... Wow. I don't know what he was wearing in Pittsburgh the other night, and there was another Cardinal that had one on as well, but even Jim Edmonds on the Cardinals broadcast was saying that doesn't go all the way down to his... He had on some kind of device around his neck, and it was tucked into his shirt, and then it was like a winter dickie. I don't know what to call it.
I think it's I see them online all the time being advertised. It's like a bandana / scarf or something.
This was fluffy around the neck though. This was intended to keep the neck warm. This was not tight.
Like it's supposed. I think it goes from like the top of your shoulder to like just below your nose or something. Like you can pull it up and have it around there if you want.
Yeah, it was just around his neck though.
Right.
You want to see the best example of a ridiculous looking dickie? Watch Christmas Vacation.
Oh yeah.
And Randy Quaid is wearing a white shirt. That's a long sleeve, but
yeah, it's like a white kind of sweater or something.
Yeah, black dickie, and you can see through the shirt where the dickie stops, and it's not a real turtleneck. It's hilarious, but that's how stupid a dickie looks unless you wear something you can't see through.
Oh, now let's talk about that movie. Let's talk about would you or wouldn't you? There's a scene in that movie where he asks Chevy Chase's character if he wants a beer. And Chevy Chase says, "You betcha." And he takes a big swig out of a beer and then hands it to him and then opens up a new one for himself. Now, would you accept a beer from somebody if they just took a swig out of it and said, "Here you go"?
Oh, that was in regular vacation.
Yeah, okay, regular vacation. Yeah.
But it depends on who it was. If it was your brother or your dad or, you know, your son. But no. Yeah.
No. And out of a can?
Honestly, no. Yeah. That's insulting.
No, Frank, your brother.
I wouldn't do it.
Why would you take that from anybody?
You want a beer, insulting. Clark?
Yeah,
here
right.
you go.
That wouldn't bother me if it was one of my kids or my
cold one.
Know. All right, your kid maybe, but your brother or your dad or somebody's gonna
probably
put
not.
Their wet no, lips prob- all over no. a can and then say, "Here you go."
Probably not. Yeah, probably not. Why wasn't it called a neckie? What dickie? It doesn't. You don't put it on your. You put it on your neck.
Was it made by the company Dickies?
I don't think so. Dickie is work clothing. This is not a piece of work apparel. It's just a stupid fake turtleneck. It should be called the neckie, not the dickie.
The faux sweater.
The neckie.
It has its own Wikipedia page, Frank.
Dickey
has its own Wikipedia page.
Oh, I'm sure.
Apparently, it was originally known as a detachable bosom.
Bosom?
What the heck's a bosom?
You're welcome. You don't know what a bosom is?
I have no idea.
A bosom.
Oh, bosom?
Yeah. Oh, bosom.
A bosom.
A bosom.
Bosom is different than bosom.
Am I pronouncing that wrong?
Yeah, bosom.
I know what a bosom is.
there's a word.
I'm a bozo.
You never hear that word anymore. That's old timers talk. Bosoms. She had big bosoms. Nobody says that. Bosoms.
We should bring it back. Let's bring it back.
Nah, I don't think so. I don't like it. Because you know what it conjures up in my mind? An older woman with huge, sagging, monster watermelon boobs. That's a bosom.
What's that down to your knees? Oh, your bosoms.
Yeah. You don't buy her a bra, you just get her a pair of tube socks.
Holder.
Come on, Limey.
Sorry, I'm getting your sports ready.
You mowed my lawn on my punchline. You're going to start calling you Baby Frank.
I'm sorry.
Tim, did you do that joke yesterday about the two sagging boobs, what one said to the other one? Did you?
No.
Did I just hear?
No, I didn't say that.
Because there's two real sagging boobs, and one looks at the other one and says, if somebody doesn't lift us up, people are going to think we're nuts. What did the hat say to the bra?
What?
You go on ahead. I'll give these two a lift. Thank you.
Oh.
These are just childhood jokes that are coming into my head now that I remember from being a kid. Do you remember any joke that you heard as a kid that you just thought was hilarious and now it's either still funny now as funny or just not funny now that you're older? I can't think of one because everything that I thought was funny when I was 12 or 15 or 18, I still think it's funny.
My grandfather, who lived to be 94 years old, cracked me up with something, and I steal it to this day. And somebody will say to me, if I'm smirking or if I'm kind of laughing, and maybe somebody thinks I'm smirking or laughing at them, like, what are you laughing at? What are you smirking at? What are you laughing at? And my response in honor of my grandpa is, something I saw in the mirror this morning.
Now, that's a good example of something not that funny, but to you, in your grandpa saying, it makes it funny.
Absolutely. I laugh about it. I still use it to this day. Hey, speaking of which, a little breaking news for you, and you may want to talk about this, you may not. This kid who says that he was abducted when he was 6 years old in northern Illinois, and they found him wandering in Tennessee, and he says that, you know, he's 14 years old, and he claims that he's this kid that was abducted. His mom committed suicide. Right. She took him to the zoo in the park. Authorities just ran a DNA test, and it's not him.
It's not?
Not no. him?
Nope.
Wow. I'm not sure that would be.
Wow.
I thought sure so that would be.
I thought so, too.
What about, so where does this 14-year-old kid be missing
Who
from?
Who knows? I just, wow. it's Fox News just broke this story. I just got an alert on my phone. It is not the same kid.
Maybe he's not. Maybe he just ran away from home.
That poor family.
He's a 14-year-old, right?
He is?
Yeah. And the kid was abducted in 2011.
Well, what he wasn't. Years, we don't know if he was abducted. The mother took the kid to the park and to the zoo, then took him to a hotel room, and authorities classified her death as a suicide, and she left a note that People Magazine said, and by the way, you'll never find my son. And 8 years later, this kid says he's been living in a hotel with two male bodybuilders and wandering the streets, says he's been released. I don't know if the kid did research on the internet and saw the story of this kid never being found or what went down.
Because the kid gave them that name.
Yeah.
Didn't
yeah.
He?
Yeah. Yeah. He did.
I'm the name of the
even
the
missing kid. He even gave the missing kid's middle name as well. Which is
he
kind of
feels horrible for his family because, I guarantee you they thought that's him. What other kid would say, my name is same as the missing kid?
Well, and if you look at the picture, because I saw the pictures on the news this morning. If you look at the pictures of him when he was abducted at six, and then the kid now, you see kind of a resemblance.
That's
don't
not
you.
That's not a real. That was a reenactment of what they thought the kid would look like. Now they haven't.
Oh,
never released
it was like
photo
a,
yet.
It,
oh, okay.
Yeah, it was like an artist rendering. Right. Sort of. Here's what we all think right. he'd look like.
His name was Timothy Pitson. Timothy with two M's, by the way. I've never seen that. But the FBI says DNA testing has ruled out that the kid is Timothy Pitson.
Wow!
And by the way, kids, take a kid that's two. By the time they're five or six, they look completely different than when they're two. And then from the time they're five or six till they're 12, they can dramatically change in looks. You wouldn't even know it's the same kid.
Right. Wow!
And then from 12 or 14 on, they kind of look like themselves. But there are tremendous changes that take place. One of my sons. I have two sons, and when they were little, One was so skinny, you could see his ribs. My wife was very concerned about him, and that he was undernourished, but he ate. He was just real skinny. And the other one was chunky. They completely flipped roles. The one who was chunky decided, as a young teenager, he was tired of being, he didn't like to take his shirt off because he had a little gut. And he trimmed down and has stayed trim ever since. And the other one, who was like a skeleton, bulked up like me. And now he's working on trimming down. But they swapped roles. The skinny one became the heavy one. The heavy one became the thin one. It was wild. So I don't think you can in any way know what a kid looks like from 5 or 6 to 12 or 14.
Take it a step further. I saw recently some photos of you, Frank. It may have been on the Facebook page or somewhere. I saw some pictures of you online when you were in your 20s. I would not have guessed you as you. And I could show you guys pictures of, I'm 49, I could show you guys pictures of me when I was 30. I wonder if you would even recognize me.
Some people transform into other people, and other people look exactly did when they were 16 or 15. When I got married, I weighed 145 pounds.
Wow.
I was six feet tall, same height, 145. Wow. In my life since marriage, I gained 100 pounds.
Yeah. That's your wife's good cooking right there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you bet. And then went from a kid going to the prom as a senior with a full head of hair to a very short time later, 5 years, bald, completely bald, by 23. So a lot of people would never go, oh, that's not him. I went to school with him. Yeah, it's me, heavier and bald, same guy. It can happen. And I don't doubt for a minute we wouldn't recognize you, Tim, years and years ago. But there are those people who you look at them and go, my goodness, you look pretty much like you did when you were 15 and I went to high school with you. And then other people, you would never even know it's the same kid you went to school with. That happens all the time. I hear from people who go to reunions. I've never been to a reunion. But I would imagine you go, oh, that's so-and-so, that's so-and-so. I don't know who the heck that person is. It could have been somebody he went to the prom with.
When my dad died last September, his siblings sent me photos of him when he was a teenager that I never saw a photo of him between like the age of 9 and 20. Like there's an 11-year lapse where I never saw a photo of him. They sent me photos, and I stare at him to this day, and I can't even believe it's him. It's that unreal, or surreal, I guess, to me.
Yeah. My dad, when he was married, because I've seen pictures of him right after they got married, was real thin. And in later life, he was heavy. So it happens. And I don't know, I'm not sure why it happened. Why is it that all the pictures you see of people that were taken in the 20s and 30s, they're all skinny?
Mm-hmm.
And nobody ever went to a gym.
Even the older
people.
You
never heard our parents say, I'm going to the gym. There was no gym.
Well, they didn't have as much fast food back then, did they?
That's exactly right.
You know what? That has to be it. That has to be it. All right, I have to do a little bit of business here. I'm also going to give you quickly the numbers you're going to need to call Scott Sherman. So no excuse for lollygagging.
It didn't,
314.
Wasn't Scott Sean Hornbeck's family's attorney for a short time?
You'll have to ask him.
I think he was.
314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. First Community Credit Union can get you a home equity line of credit. The way this works is you have a home, and even if you don't completely own the home, you have equity in the home. Let's say you have a $200,000 home. You owe $100,000. That's $100,000 in equity. So you use that equity to borrow money to make home improvements now that we're into spring. That home equity line of credit, even though let's say you have $60,000, you don't need all of it. You're only going to pay for what you need to borrow to make that home improvement, like a pay-as-you-go thing. There is no application fee. There are no closing fees. And if you apply by June 30th, you get an introductory rate of 2.49% APR for the first 12 months. That's a tremendous rate for that first year. First Community Credit Union. Who else would you expect to offer something so fantastic? It's a great place to bank. Over 40 locations, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area, and exclusive sponsor of the yard sale that you will hear in just a couple of days, Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock, right here on 590 The Fan with your hosts, plural, Dan Strauss and Scott Sherman. Scott Sherman coming up in this next hour to help you with your legal issues. It's 4 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
This is 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, and 590thefan.com, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio. I'm Tom Roberts. A standoff is continuing at a home outside Atlanta after a gunman injured 2 police officers and killed a civilian today. The suspect is said to have hostages with him in Stockbridge, Georgia. Family members report they are a pregnant woman and a 15-year-old. President Trump won't shut down the southern border this week, but he may do it a year from now. He's giving Mexico one